This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time now for our Tigers Scout Notebook, brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, totally focused on patient care. And in our Tiger Scout Notebook this week will be Bob Hope. Bob covers the Razorbacks for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. And Bob, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great, Bob. Bob, I was just telling Herb about Landon Jackson. When he first got recruited here to LSU, man, he was a tall, skinny drink of water. I think he was probably at 230, somewhere in that range. He ain't no 230 no more, and I guess he grew because he was like 6'4 and a half, 6'5. And he's a little bit taller than that today because I met up with him in the summer. His impact on that defense, because today, Whit Weeks is the straw that turns the drink for LSU on the defensive side, the football. For Arkansas, it's number 40, Landon Jackson. You talk about a great pickup, transfer portal.
Yep.
And that he's been a big-time pickup for you guys at Arkansas.
Yeah, he's probably in the 70 range now. He's married. He looks like an NFL defensive end, which I'm sure he'll be next season. He probably could have been playing in the NFL this season, but he decided to come back. That's where NIL helps a lot. I think if a guy's maybe not going to be a top five pick, then he can come back and make some good money in college and then go on and make some really big money in the pros. But, yeah, he was a good player at LSU. I know he was hurt and didn't really get to show what all he could do. I think that first year with the Tigers, he was maybe limited to 5 games, special teams. He comes here, and he was a really good backup. And then he's been a starter, and he's very impactful. His stats don't just jump off the page at you in terms of sacks and things, but he ties up a lot of blockers. He's a guy you have to really, you know, game plan for, and he's a team captain for the second year. I think it's the second year. But he's a real team leader and a big voice in that locker room. And just, yeah, he's basically everything you want in an SEC defensive player.
Bob, the other question mark today, it looks as though, I don't know what kind of condition he's going to be in, but Taylen Green will be the starter. Malachi Singleton is, you know, your backup there, and so at the quarterback position. So what can you tell us from a health standpoint with Green and kind of where you think he's at this stage? Because it was questionable, and even midweek I heard Sam Pittman say that he thought he might have a chance to play, but it looks as though all signs point toward Taylen Green playing in this game.
Yeah, well, of course, practices are closed at Arkansas, like I think most everywhere these days. So it didn't get to see him practice. But Sam said he has been practicing. He's not on the injury report, so I take that as a sign that he's ready to go. Now, what percentage he is, I don't know about that. But, I think he's going to start. And if he can play effectively, he'll stay in there. And if he can't, they'll have to put Malachi Singleton in, who did a great job on their last drive against Tennessee, took them down 59 yards in 4 plays. But, yeah, I expect Taylen Green to start today.
the last four games have ended up being three-point games.
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't – Bob, I'll be honest with you. I don't expect any different this time around. I think this game comes down to the end. It might be a walk-off field goal for one of the two teams. But these teams have played really close games. The only blowout in the last seven – it's 2019, and a lot of people got blown up by Joe Burrow and company that year. But they have been really close football games. And, Bob, at one time, LSU would catch Arkansas the week after they played Alabama. That wasn't the case last year, but because they played them a little bit earlier in the schedule. But, man, these games have been tight. And I sort of suspect the same sort of game this year.
Yep.
Yeah, I think the lines. Sorry, I had to put the phone there for a second. They're driving in an alternate way. A water main broke on a main thoroughfare right into the stadium. If LSU fans are listening, there's a big water main break at Razorback and MLK, so that's kind of playing havoc with the game day traffic today. But yeah, I don't know if it'll be three again. That'd be wild if it was exactly 3.5 years in a row.
Yeah.
The odds were, and that would be, but. Yeah, I expect it to be close. I think the odds makers made it about, what, 2.5?
Yeah.
And, you know, Arkansas had a week off. Of course, that didn't help Tennessee because Tennessee had a week off when they came in here. But, yeah, I think Arkansas, I mean, Taylor's status is probably a lot better because he's had that week off. And they needed it, you know, six straight games mentally, physically, emotionally, all that after a big win. So, yeah, I'd be very surprised. It's a night game. The crowd was incredible. For the Tennessee game, I expect it to be just as wild. And, you know, Sam Pittman, he doesn't mince words. He got asked on his radio show, why does he think the crowd's so good at night? He said, because they've been drinking all day, which, of course, that's...
That's right. That's right.
Well, he wasn't lying. He wasn't lying.
No, I don't know if that's really correct. As a college coach, yeah, he's exactly right. It's the same thing, whether it's Fayetteville, Baton Rouge, Tuscaloosa, you name it. And so, yeah, so the crowd's going to be into it, and it's Arkansas's job to make sure they keep it close early or maybe jump out ahead to keep the crowd in. And I'm sure LSU wants to establish something early, take the crowd out of it. But that's going to be a big factor. We all know in the crowd, obviously, watch that LSU Ole Miss game. The crowd played a huge factor, I think it's safe to say.
Yes.
Bob, going into this season, you know, Sam Pittman was kind of on a little bit of a hot seat, kind of, if you will. It was one of those coaches that people were talking about, you know, if he doesn't have a good season, it could be, you know, the end of an era for him. But going back to the, you know, going through this season and the games that they've won and lost, you know, they won 70-0 in the first game. They beat UAB 37-27. They beat Auburn 24-14. But then you lose to OK State 39-31, who was number 16 at the time, or now number 16, and then lost to Texas A&M 21-17. So, and then they beat number 4 Tennessee 19-14. This team, to me, seems to be one of those teams that are teetering on being really, really good. They're a couple of plays away from being, you know, a really good team. They're a couple of players away from being an excellent team. How do you see this team looking as the remaining season comes upon them, especially with number 8 LSU coming into the stadium tonight?
Well, I think they're playing well. And like you said, you know, they really – it sounds kind of crazy. If they really dominated – let me start on the phone, parking pass up here. I'm kind of driving or doing some different
– That's all right. That's all right.
They really dominated that game against Oklahoma State, except they had three turnovers. And OSU mm-hmm. didn't have any. And then at A&M, who we know A&M's playing so well, they had a turnover at their 10 that basically handed A&M a touchdown. Otherwise, they might win that game. We never know, but because A&M's playing much better. But sorry, I just got to get this lady my parking pass. So, thank you, man. So, yeah, they're really just a couple of plays away from being 6-0. And, of course, you know, Tennessee could have gone, but they kind of lost that one, so they finally won a close game. But, yeah, if Arkansas, I'll say this, if Arkansas does not have a bunch of turnovers, in other words, if they can break even, at least even on the turnover, I think they got a shot to beat about anybody because the defense is really good, the offense is much improved. And, yeah, I mean, I think this is a good Arkansas team, and that's the reason LSU's coming in. I mean, LSU's playing well, won 5 in a row, and yet – you know, they're only 2.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Point favorite.
And look, going into that Tennessee game, it was a five-game stretch with Tennessee staring down their throat, and then LSU, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and then Texas. That's a gauntlet. Well, guess what? They started that gauntlet off pretty well with that win against Tennessee. So, yeah, I think Arkansas is one of the teams to really pay attention to moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, I think they went out on the portal. I think I had this up in my head the other night. I think they've got something like 14 of their starters are transfers. So they've done a good job of going to the portal and getting guys like Landon Jackson. Now he's in his third year here now, but he's still a portal guy. They really shored up their offensive line, which is a huge problem area. Not saying it's dominating, not as good as LSU's offensive line, but they're a lot better. Taylen Green's kind of grown into that starting quarterback position, coming from Boise State. He's talented, but Mountain West ain't the SEC, right? But he's grown into that. Jaquinnon Jackson, he's a pickup they got from Utah. The running back, they got a young freshman running back, Braylon Jackson, who's started to make some plays. They got Andrew Armstrong, came from a little Texas A&M Commerce, not the Aggies, Texas A&M Commerce. He's a big-time receiver. So, and they've got the guys on the other side of the ball, too. So they're a much-improved team, really. The only place they aren't improved over last year, I'd say, is kicking. And that's because Cam Little, their kicker, he's a rookie with the Jaguars. And they've used two kickers this year. And if it comes down to a three-point game, it could be shaky for Arkansas. But they're improved almost everywhere across the board.
I know last year Coach Pittman, when LSU, before they played LSU, he brought up, man, I got a bunch of young puppies along this offensive line. They better grow up real quick. And you talked about the improvement of their offensive line. I think for him, that's his baby.
That's his baby.
And so how good have they looked this year up front? Because you could tell last year he was frustrated. They had a lot of penalties in that game against LSU, and it sort of helped the Tigers pull that game out. But your thoughts on their play across the offensive line?
Well, it's much improved. They've got basically only got one player, Josh Braun, who's the right guard, who's in the same spot he was last year. Addison Nichols, their center, he's a transfer from Tennessee. Their two tackles, Fernando Carmona, left tackle, he's from San Jose State. He was a lot of people wanted him. Auburn wanted him. He's helped him out there at the left tackle. The right tackle is a transfer from Michigan State. Their left guard is a guy, Emarion Harris, who hadn't started here, but he's filled in because Patrick Kudus, who I think might play some tonight, I don't think he'll start. He's back after he hadn't played this year because of a back injury. And then the right guard is Braun. He's the one guy that's filling the spot. So they also switch coaches. they brought in Eric Mateos, who'd been Sam's GA at Georgia, and had was coaching at Baylor and BYU. So, and then Sam kind of joked, but I think he was only half joking. He was going to be Eric's GA in practice, and we got to watch some practice in camp. And Sam, you know, as a head coach, he moves around to all the spots. But we all know offensive line, that's where he coached for 30 years, whatever it was. And he was one of the best. Got paid a lot of money to coach at places like Georgia and Arkansas and Tennessee and North Carolina and just on down the line. And he's had his hand in that, right, as he should have. And so the offensive line, they brought in more talent. They changed coaches. And Sam's really made that one of his projects as the head coach.
Bob, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciated, and hope you make it and park good, because you got to get out of that water. Main line break, oh man, that's bad.
Well, they can call MAP. We can make it happen.
We can maybe help you out on that. Herb works for MAP, so maybe we can clear up that line issue.
Yes.
I actually came in the back way and got in the parking lot. Seriously, people are on MLK, which is one of the main drags. It's a big mess, so if you can find another way in, avoid MLK.
Yeah, yep.
Thank you so much, Bob. Appreciate it, bud.
Appreciate you, Bob.
Okay, here.
All righty, that was Bob Hope, who writes for the Arkansas Gazette Democrat, covers the Arkansas Razorbacks. That's a wrap on our Tiger Scout Notebook, brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, focused on patient care. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number one on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.